Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For more on the weather and how it affected runners, we are now joined by WBUR's Martha Biebinger, who's been tracking developments from the Boston Marathon medical tent. Martha, good afternoon. Hope you're staying dry.
Hi, Jack. Yes, I am dry now.
So to start, what was the focus for health officials today?
It was hypothermia. So that's the condition where the body temperatures drop into ranges where people may be shivering. They may be a little delusional. The strategy is explained here by Dr. Pierre Demicourt, who spent a lot of time in the medical tents. He's one of the co-directors for the Boston Medical Association.
It's a little tricky because you got to get their wet clothes off, then you got to get a Mylar blanket around them, then you put a wool blanket over the top of that. And then some people who come in at really low temperatures, we put the bear hugger around them.
So, co-director for the Boston Athletic Association, Jack, excuse me, I might just mention that the number of people who came in and had to be stripped of their wet clothes, which they were handed in a little baggie, was challenging because they didn't have any dry clothes with them to put on. So some people were walking down Boylston Street wrapped in these Mylar blankets, layer after layer, between the medical tent and the buses where their dry clothes waited for them.
Martha, there have been colder marathons. There have been extremely hot marathons. But still, you know, as we just heard Alex say, calling it the worst weather he'd ever seen for the Boston Marathon. What makes weather like this so difficult?
Well, the challenge, of course, for the runners is just braving that wind and rain. And many people said again and again that they just didn't know if they were going to make it. They thought over and over about stopping. Now, the medical folks will tell you, Jack, that while many of them would not have wanted to run today, the cold is not as scary for them as the heat, because dealing with bodies that overheat, that's harder to control than bodies that where the temperature drops. And we saw that in the fact that many people sought help in the tents. But we did not have any life-threatening conditions, at least from the finish line last time I checked. And there were not very many transports to the hospital relative to other years. So the cold was an awful experience for the runners, but did not pose quite as drastic a health threat as the hot, hot years have been.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger covering the medical situation at this year's cold and wet Boston Marathon. Martha, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.